Anatomy of My Mixed Body, Part 3. Start with my cold, narrow feet. These are how I traveled over creek and muddy wood. Here is Virginia, in the callus of my unbroken soul. My eyes next. See the reflection of the plastic stars from my brother's childhood ceiling. Come closer for a proper look. The whites around my irises are crescent moons molded in high relief. Here, between them, is my cracked skull, where wonder and fear poured in on an infant's afternoon. Here is what they call the greatest city in the world. If I remembered more, I might be able to dispute the idea. Here is my right knee, my left calf. Here is Carolina, and the dark freckles across skin that changes with every season over my starfished body with arms outstretched to praise the heavy sun, where the mud and the damp and dying grass and half-dug trenches stay forever. Here is my love below the Mason-Dixon line. The cicadas? No. The tree lines? No. The green of marshy Maryland beckons me eastward with every step. Here is my neck, sore from twisting back and forth, north, south, and east, west, and where next, and where from, and what? Here's the tongue that knows, and the lips that will not say. Take them, take them. Take my aching hands and read them, and tell me what you think.